obviously, you know, we're going to pinpoint the defense because we haven't been playing well in that, and we could keep talking about it, maybe in practice just keep on improving and keep working on what we need to get better at.
Coach said you guys are working hard on it in practice, but for some reason it's not obviously translating to the games. What do you guys need to do to carry that over?
No, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, that's the question that we have to answer as soon as possible. If not, it could be a long season. It's tough just because, you know, it's not just one thing. It's not just it's triple penetration. It's rotations. It's rebounding. So it's not like you can pinpoint one thing. So we're going to have to get better. Maybe it's film. Maybe calling people out. Maybe showing what we have to do. We can keep practicing it. But as long as you don't do it in game time, it doesn't matter. You can practice shooting threes, but if you can't make them in the game, you're not a three-point shooter. So hopefully we can just continue to improve.
Talked about calling people out. Is it an effort thing, or is it just mental mistakes?
I think I've gone hard. I think you have to be mentally engaged. I mean, it's like, you know, if you use a lot of energy but you use it the wrong way, it can be bad. So that's the example I'm using. You have to be smart to be a good defensive player. Usually, you know, the defensive players of the year are usually guys that are sometimes in the right position, if not really blocking a shot or getting a steal. It's just putting you between the basket and the ball and being on a string. It's not just one guy. It's got to be five guys on the same page.
You feel like guys are talking enough out there?
Maybe we could definitely talk a lot more. I think it is we're overthinking. We're playing pick and rolls two different ways, so we're trying to, you know, try to calm out early. Sometimes it's late, sometimes it's not. Sometimes one guy thinks it's this defense, thinks it's that. So it's an adjustment. It's something that we're going to have to correct. And you got to do it fast because, you know, we keep slipping a little bit.
Jerry, like Evan Turner has a game like that. He's a 38% shooter.
Yeah.
Are those shots you guys are giving him on every quarter?
Yeah.
Or is he giving?
Well, obviously we said, you know, he's been struggling. You know, I know he had a DMP. I mean, obviously he's number two pick, so he's definitely capable of having a big shooting night. It's kind of like, you know, even for me offensively, if you give me a couple shots and I'm open and I hit them, now I have it going, you're more aggressive. It feels, you know, it's different coming out shooting an air ball or a brick. So it's how you start. I mean, if you get into guys early and you set the tone, it makes it for a long night. But if you give guys, you know, guy goes 3 for 3, now he's got 6, 8 points, you're feeling good, you're trying a little bit harder, you're shooting shots you normally wouldn't shoot, and that's what we have to correct.
Jared, coming into the season, you had some new players in there to talk about was getting the chemistry down, and now that there's another deal and more people coming in, do you feel like you're kind of starting over and having to...
Yeah, we definitely are starting over a little bit, but we also have, you know, guys that are very capable, Vince and Pietrus, and of course you have three guys that are, you know, are playing well and playing at a high level, so you would think it'd be easy transition because we run similar stuff offense and defensively. Our thing is just, you know, learning from it. And defensively, just, you know, everybody get on the same pace. I think once that happens, I mean, you saw offensively, we play real well tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Anytime.
Thanks.